at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up here with Faraz, who's going to talk about his company here, NetCentric. Their mission as a company is to make PDF documents accessible. So I guess government entities or corporations, companies wanting to make sure that their documentation is in compliance can come to you. So what do you do exactly at NetCentric?
We have different products at different levels. At the author level, we have an add-in for Microsoft Office that generates accessible PDF out of Word, and we will also release at the end of the year a product for PowerPoint. It's an author level tool. It's very easy to use, so it takes you through a series of steps and then generates a PDF document from the Office application. For existing PDFs, we have a different product that is a plugin for Adobe Acrobat, and it makes the converting documents from an inaccessible version to an accessible version much, much easier than your traditional tools. At the enterprise level, we have a product called ECMF, or the Enterprise Compliance Management Framework, and that scans all your web holdings, discovers the PDFs, runs reports on them, generates reports to show whether you comply with Section 508 or not.
Okay, so what about companies who all their PDFs are scanned images? Do you have any way to scan them again and clean them up?
Or? Yes. So a scanned document would have to go through one extra step, which is the OCR step, to go through an optical character recognition step first. You would then basically use the same approach that you would use with other tools, but you have to run first OCR first.
Maybe people listening to this understand why do they want or why do they need this 508 compliance? How does it benefit them to take the time to do that?
PDF documents especially have different views. Out of the box, most PDFs are not what we call tagged. Tagged would mean that the documents are basically structured, and structured in a way that they are readable by screen readers. Unlike formats like HTML and XML, PDF documents may be untagged and may not have structure at all. So you would have to go through that extra step to make sure that a document not only looks right on a monitor or a printer, but also is read correctly by a screen reader or also handheld devices like PDAs.
Right. So who would be some of your clients or types of clients?
We have anybody who wants to generate documents who are that are accessible by all groups of people. Government, we have a lot of clients on the federal government, state government, city government. We also have private sectors. We have banks. We have insurance companies. Anybody who wants to reach everybody needs to use our product to make their documents accessible.
Very good. What is your website?
It's www.net-centric.com.
At CSUN 2011, for Cerotalk, this is Michael Love.